Sounding like an incredibly butch Jennifer Coolidge. Really want a hot dog.
Streaming, folks, if you want to hear after show audio, you can go to pride48.com and click on the chat button.
Yes, you can.
You can go into the, you can also click the little play button at pride48.com. That'll do audio. Tune in.
Mm-hmm.
But we will join our chat room.
The audio's in our Discord channel. Yeah. Also,
so audio's in the Discord channel. We will. Bye-bye now. Okay. We are not recording.
Bye-bye now.
Video anymore. Bye-bye. Oh, you know what?
What?
Actually, can I stop the recording?
I don't know.
Recording stopped.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I can. Good. The AI, well, here's what I was thinking. So I don't forget to record. I could just, it. You have an option to set it to automatically record.
Yeah.
And then that may be what caused it to go, oh no, you can't log in twice or, you know, whatever. But
I feel like I said this earlier.
No, I know. I'm saying you probably are right. But I was thinking, oh, that'll be convenient because we always forget stuff. We're both very forgetful.
We are. That's why I'm going to the Brain and Memory Expo, Adam.
The Brain Benton County Fair. I can't. Brain and Memory Expo.
The Brain and Memory Expo 2025. We're going to have all kinds of things. Now that you're out of the closet, what are you hitting there?
What am I hitting? I'm hitting it real good.
No, what flavor? Like what? Are you not, you don't care about flavors?
It is.
I
do. But it's just like with alcohol. I'm like, what have you got that's fruity?
Yeah.
And that's it. This one is peachy keen.
Yeah, I'm out.
Peachy
keen. I'm switching cartridges right now. To what is this one?
I don't know why I bought that disposable one because, I mean, they should have told me. Well, no, I bought it online, so I guess they couldn't really tell me. If I'd have gone to a bud tender, they probably would have said, oh, no, you don't want to do that.
They would have.
Because, I mean, it's broken. And it was $80. And he said, oh, when I have a broken one, I'll take it and open it up and then heat it up and then pour it into another one or something. And they don't look like they open to me. I mean, maybe they do, but I don't see a way to open them.
It's so
and
weird.
Also,
I don't see the flavor in this one.
Also, they call this a battery, but I feel like it's more than a battery. I feel like there's some kind of electronics in there as well that heats. So it's not just a battery. It's
not only there's also electronics in there that do the settings. Like, you know, you can change the settings, right? So like if you press three times in a row on your button, you'll cycle through the different power settings. So for every cartridge, you could do low, medium, or high power, and it just has to do with how hot it burns the vape. And like sometimes, if what you're smoking or if what you're vaping is really, really harsh, like some sativas are really, really harsh, you can go to the lower power setting, and then it won't be as harsh. Right?
This was a $12. I bet this one doesn't have.
Press the button three times and see if it changes color. What color did it?
It's red now.
All right, now press it three times.
Now it's blue.
Press it three times.
Now it's white.
Okay, so typically white is the hottest, blue is the coldest. So it's if you press it three times, it should go back to blue.
I had to press it six times to get it to go back to blue.
What did it do after white?
Red.
Oh, you would have to, there should have been a little manual that came with it, but Those aren't like my colors, because I'm using a TrueStick though. I'm not using a 510. So my colors, white is the hottest and blue is the, and green is the mid. And then, turn it off and on, you do, you click five times.
I don't ever turn.
I know, but I'm just saying if you wanted to turn it off.
I don't think I have a, I think either I threw away the manual or there was not.
Do you know?
Nope. It's branded the store.
What's the store?
Flora Farms.
F-L-O-R-A. Farms. Battery.
So were you planning on putting this out as the show next week? Is that why you're saying there's no level 13 next week? Or is this this week's level 13?
This is this week's level 13.
Oh.
According to Flora Farms website, the voltage settings, blue light is the lowest voltage, white light is medium, red light is the high.
I thought...
And it says right here, blue light, lowest voltage, good for reducing coughing and provides best flavor, ideal for use with live resin, cured resin, and other cartridges with high terpene content, like sauce carts. White light, medium heat, good for more sizable hit without sacrificing flavor, ideal for use with any type of cart. So basically, you use white unless it just really makes you cough, in which case then you back down to blue, which is less harsh. And red light, high heat, provides the largest hit, but some flavor may be lost. Ideal for use with thicker distillate carts. So when you go to the red, it's going to give you a lot more vape, but a lot less flavor, and it's has the potential of being a lot less, I mean, a lot more, you know, making you cough a lot more. Like, it's more harsh.
Oh, you know, they don't make it very, there needs to be, they, and maybe it's just because I'm not reading, but yeah. Honestly, I feel like this whole thing could be made easier and more standardized so people just know how to do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Where's the Apple of, you know?
So it's weird because I, like, the 510 threads just kept clogging on me. Like, sometimes I would have to, like, try to suck on them to get them to clear, you know, so like uh-huh. they would, I don't know how to explain it other than sometimes there was a blockage and you couldn't inhale on them. And that happened enough that I was like, okay, let me investigate some of these others. So like one of our dispensaries here uses these, which are called clicks, and they have like, you know, it's a certain type of
uh-huh.
cartridge that goes in there. And I find that these don't, clog up as much. And the nice thing about these is that you don't have to press a button. They light up, so you just inhale. You don't have to hold a button while you do it. You just inhale and it turns on. These though are the ones that I end up using the most, which is the TrueLeave ones, which are the TruePods. Again, it's a different kind of cartridge, and these you have to hold the button on. But I find that TrueLeave just has better better cartridges than Curaleaf. So
I don't know. These are all branded the store I go to. So I don't know if they're doing like that reseller stuff or something like cell phones.
No, because you screw the cartridge in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a 510. Yeah. And yeah, it's branded, but that's just that's the USB of them all. The 510, everybody has 510s. But what happens with 510s is sometimes they clog. And so people have come out with other kind of cartridges to try to solve that, but also to, you know, identify their own, you know, brand or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all very similar. It's all the same concept. You know.
Oh, Sydney is eating my sock.
Oh,
I threw away a bunch of socks 'cause they didn't have any mates.
Yeah.
I'm going through my old socks. When they get holes in them, I'm just throwing them away.
So you're killing the gay socks? If they're not married, if they're not in a heterosexual sock relationship, you throw them out?
What?
Like, what you're telling me, though,
I'm throwing away the socks with holes in them. How is that a gay...
You said socks without mates.
Oh. Gay people can have mates.
Yeah, but typically they don't look identical. Like, so it's like if you were going to have a gay set of socks, they wouldn't look alike. They wouldn't be like you don't, unless you're dating twins or something. That'd be more of a throuple thing. And then I don't know where you would put your sock. Unless you were one of the twins. I guess if you were a twin and in a relationship with your twin,
but I then still
you
don't...
could wear socks that match and say, these are gay socks because they're like our relationship that I have with my twin brother.
I don't quite get.
I just like to clarify for Tony in Illinois that I am talking about the character's brother, not my brother. I do not have a twin brother, nor, you know, am I in a homosexual relationship with my brother.
I don't quite get the connection, but because if you're mates, you're not identical to your mate anyway when you're
but
in a relationship.
But as a sock, you are.
Whether it's straight
as a sock,
or gay.
No, as a sock, as a that sock? Is the definition of a sock's mate is its identical counterpart.
I get it. That's I get that part, but that's I still don't know how it relates to gayness.
Because you were throwing away socks that had no identical mate. And I was saying, oh, then that could be either the male or the female of those two things, but they're with a mismatched. So maybe two of those mismatched socks are actually just gay socks. They were together, but you didn't think so because they didn't look identical.
Oh, I see.
You see what it was a whole journey, Adam.
Wow,
you had to take,
that was so.
You had to take a whole journey
deep.
With me. Yes.
That was
yes.
so that was incredibly, so like, deep. It was like, mm-hmm. that's like a,
like a Kierkegaard,
the,
like a Kierkegaard novel.
The really smart people who get degrees in college, but they're not useful. Philosophers. Philosophy. It was like a philosopher's joke.
It was a philosopher's joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you recognize that. And enjoyed
do you
it.
Like do you like a sweet and spicy Chinese chicken dish? Like General Tso's chicken or
General Tso's chicken is my favorite chicken. Like I feel like you knew this because when we went to the Chinese restaurant with Joe Batanz. I was like,
yeah, but
oh,
I don't remember what you ordered.
I love General Tso's chicken and they didn't have it. And he's
they
like,
made it special
oh,
for you, didn't
no,
they?
No, he was like, oh, it's just orange chicken or something, but they do a different, just tell him that you wanted General Tso's chicken and they know how to do it. So.
Yeah. But yeah. That's what I'm saying. They yeah. specially made it
yes.
for you.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been to a fast food place called Payway?
I am so fun story. The other night we were the last cheat day or whatever, we were thinking about doing Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
And on DoorDash, Payway was what showed up, and we were both like, uh-huh. Oh, I don't know what Payway is. But there were several locations, so we did surmise that it was a chain.
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they have a new dish called I was trying to look for it because I don't remember exactly. Oh, firecracker chicken.
Maybe we do have a, you know what? I think maybe
firecracker
we
chicken
did eat at a Payway back when I worked in Tampa. Like there was one near here. Cause I remember they and didn't have General Tso's chicken, but they did have like a spicy orange chicken or something.
This firecracker chicken is so good.
So good. Firecracker
and
shrimp.
It's basically General Tso's chicken, and you can get it. I like to get it with noodles, and they have good noodles there as well.
I don't see the firecracker chicken.
New firecracker chicken.
I see firecracker shrimp.
They have both on my menu. Chicken and shrimp. I mean, maybe they are rolling it out and haven't gotten to your locations or something, but mine has both shrimp and chicken.
I have not told it my location. It would come up and ask me.
All I'm saying is if you like that kind and you have a Payway,
I do.
Sometime you should try if they keep it or they ever get it at your restaurant.
I wonder where the closest. I wonder where the closest Peewee to me is. Let's see. I'm gonna put my address there. Asian Express Payway locations coming soon this year. Oh, so on their website, their find locations doesn't work yet. So let's go to Google Maps. So Peiwei, P-E-I-W-E-I, see locations. All right, so the closest Peiwei to me...
It's Peiwei.
...is, it's on the other side of Celebration. So it's on the other side of Disney, off of I-4. There's another one up off of 429. So there's a couple, but they're not close. They're, you know, let's see. What does it say? Why wouldn't you tell me the distance?
You could get it DoorDash. Would DoorDash deliver from that far away?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like 19 miles away. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it showed up on my DoorDash. Yeah.
I love getting food delivered. The only thing about it is how much extra money you're paying because you feel like you need to tip the driver. And then sometimes either you're like, this was supposed to be a fast food meal. It's $50. Yeah. Like, crazy. It's so convenient. I'll be like, oh, I just don't feel like getting up.
You know, I went.
I don't want to cook. I don't want to. I don't want to turn on the stove.
Yes, I was. My boss let us know early this past week. Oh, by the way, I'm in Tampa this week. So he said this to the four of us that live here in Florida, and he was like, "I'm in the Tampa office this week. If you guys wanted to do dinner, or
I hate it when you have to do dinner with bosses and stuff." Blech.
So I like my boss. So I was like, okay, yeah, cool. So, we were trying to figure out where, and I was like, I mean, there's Cheesecake Factory there, and Cheesecake Factory is always good. I mean, cause we've eaten.
I thought Cheesecake Factory right at that same second as you said it. We're on the same.
Cause we've done steakhouses before, you know, like this will be our fifth or sixth time that he's been down, you know, in the past several years. So it's like, this is.
I love a Cheesecake Factory.
I'm like, you know, Cheesecake Factory is right there. Cause he, you know, he doesn't have a car. He's staying in a hotel near our office, and Cheesecake Factory is right at the mall there that he can walk to. So it's like, yeah, let's just do Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory, by the way. Cheesecake Factory.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this or not. They have, like, every location has, like, you know, sous chefs. Like, if there's a sauce that goes on your meal, they made it that day. It's like they don't, you know, they make all their sauces from scratch. They don't use frozen egg rolls. You know, they make all their stuff there. Like, yeah, everything in that menu is made there.
The 3 million things on that menu.
And not a single one has ever been bad. It's never been bad. It's a book. Everything I've ever gotten there has been great. Yeah. Last night, because someone else is paying for it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go outside of my comfort zone. Because normally I'm very attracted to the bacon cheeseburger. That's like one of my go-to favorites. And it has both the pork belly and streaky bacon. Okay. And two different types of cheeses. But I like that. I like their fish and chips. I like, you know, so many good things that I like. Their Cobb salad, if I'm trying to stay on diet. But last night, because it was an important work meal, I didn't have to stay on diet. So I got the Bang Bang shrimp and chicken.
Oh yeah. The Bang Bang sauce is banging.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, it needed salt, but I gave it salt. But, you know, sure. That was my only complaint, and it wouldn't even be a complaint. It would just be a suggestion, would be that it could use some spice. Like,
hey,
I feel
for
like
all of you, Cheesecake Factory chefs listening to this right now,
it could be a little spicier because there, you know, it was very Connecticut spicy, like, you know, oh, it has black pepper in it. It was, you know, it definitely could have used some spice, and it not the kind that you could have added. Like, you know, like I couldn't have just said like, oh, do you have a bottle of hot sauce or whatever? Like, I feel like that would have changed the flavor of the coconut curry. Kind of like putting sriracha in it would change the flavor of it to a way.
Yeah, that's true. I want a spicy thing that is spicy as a thing.
Right. Well,
and
I mean,
not adding hot sauce to the top because right. You're right. Those hot sauces are very vinegary.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't understand. Yeah. It's just like pouring vinegar on whatever you're eating. Right. So
no, it's
then
the,
you're just tasting vinegar.
What's
you're
the what's
tasting.
The pepper? What's the pepper? The shakey pepper that
Tabasco,
cayenne. That's what I'm.
Okay, or pepper flakes.
Yeah, it's
you
basically
can do pepper flakes.
Yeah, but it's also a lot of times it's cayenne pepper. It's a ground gross pepper or something. Like it's usually mm-hmm. a pepper, you know, that's mixed into the cream and stuff. But that would be my only suggestion would be that it could have been spicier. I would have liked it spicier.
I'm sure you do this, but I've been making a sauce recently, just a pan sauce. So when I make filet, I will saute, I'll take the steak out to let it rest, add some extra butter, saute some onion. That I like grind up or chop really, really fine.
Yeah.
A little bit more garlic, like a whole lot of garlic in there. And then I add a little bit of beef bouillon paste.
Yeah.
So you can do a bouillon cube, but like it's just, it comes in a jar. And then some water and then heavy cream. And then I just let that reduce a little bit and I have like a cream sauce, a garlic cream sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I add black pepper. Too.
I was back petting the cat.
And I pour that over the steak.
But I don't want to let you get by with saying heavy cream.
Heavy cream, yeah.
Why are you putting the emphasis on heavy? It's like
heavy cream.
Heavy cream. It's just like, isn't it heavy cream?
It's not. No. Heavy cream.
It's heavy cream? It's not heavy cream. It's heavy cream?
How many heavies are there? It's heavy. It's heavy cream because
it's not because heavy cream.
It's a type of cream, right?
Right.
It's
heavy so wouldn't cream. The emphasis be on cream instead of heavy? Wouldn't it be like heavy cream? Like, oh, you use heavy cream.
Well, I've never thought about how I say heavy cream.
See, you're doing it again. You're definitely
maybe
putting the emphasis on the heavy.
Maybe it's a dialect. Maybe it's a dialect thing. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm hyper aware of this because, as you know, when I lived in New Haven.
I don't know if you knew this, but I have a psychology degree.
When I lived in New Haven, I made the mistake of saying, oh, it's great to live here in New Haven. And they're like, oh, no, it's not New Haven. It's New Haven. And I'm just
Hold on. Kathy Marshall, are you saying that I'm saying it wrong because of cannabis? Or are you saying he's finding it interesting because of cannabis? Like, what are you? What are you implying here?
I don't know. I'm not sure what she's implying.
Exactly. The whole topic.
Oh, the whole topic.
Well, I was talking about gravy.
Right, exactly. Like you do.
I feel like that's a thing I would normally talk about.
I don't do that, though. When I make steak, you are well aware of this. I like my steaks grilled over charcoal or wood.
And you don't want anything disrupting the flavor of the meat.
So that's not true. I like dipping sauce. I like blue cheese
as a dipping sauce. Sit my sauce next to it in a cup.
I haven't made that sauce. I have the what's his name? Asshole. Bobby Flay.
I have the Bobby Flay cream.
Yeah, I have the Bobby Flay cookbook because his little side sauces were so good.
I know you like heavy cream.
I do.
I had to make myself say it that way.
I totally forgotten that we were just having a huge conversation about how you say heavy. That's because you said it right and it didn't trigger me as being
heavy cream.
Heavy cream.
I use heavy cream to make my sauce.
You don't have to be that doesn't have to be that.
Oh no, Kathy, we're back. We're back to the heavy cream conversation. Heavy cream.
It's like heavy cream. It's like that. This calls for a cup and a half of heavy cream.
I want to know what you say. Do you say heavy cream or do you say heavy cream?
People tell you.
Why do you have an article? Lamont's asleep.
I know.
And Kathy is annoyed that we're talking about
why do I have an article about what?
The last of the escaped South Carolina lab monkeys.
Have you, so are you familiar with the story?
I'm not.
So
he looks like a cute monkey.
Last year, in the photo. Last year, 43 monkeys escaped from a South Carolina research facility. And
when? Wait. When, last week?
Last year.
Last year. Okay.
And they went off into the woods and stuff. And so they've been trying to catch these monkeys, these research monkeys. They've been trying to catch them for almost a year. So the last of them, that's this article, the last of the 43 monkeys that escaped from a South Carolina research facility late last year have been recovered, according to the local police department, putting an end to a dramatic saga that launched a small town.
Did they recover them all alive?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they all alive and well, like all of them?
39 of the primates had been humanely trapped and returned to the lab by mid-November, leaving just a handful of the playful still outside the... So yeah, it sounds like they all survived.
You know, why don't we have monkeys in the U.S.?
What do you mean we do?
Not in the wild.
This is... Yes, we do. This is South Carolina.
They were in labs.
Yeah.
They were lab monkeys. I'm saying...
We have monkeys in Florida.
Are there monkeys in the U.S.? Because I thought monkeys was one of those things that we don't... Like lions.
So,
we don't have lions in the U.S.
So, I mean, we do. Disney? Yeah, okay.
Well, no, but I mean...
But what, you know what happened is...
In nature, is what I'm saying.
Okay, but there were some monkeys that were brought here for one of those tourist attraction things back in the 50s or whatever that had very bad, cage setups or whatever. Anyway, the monkeys escaped into the wilderness of Florida. And so we have native Florida monkey. Like, we have... Like an entire monkey population that came from that.
Well, they're not native if they were brought.
They were born. There's new generations that have been born here, so they are native, right?
Well, is it the same for animals? Is it? It's not a citizenship thing, Daniel. It's like where
they get to vote, Adam. That's what I know. Is they get their vote counts just as much as everyone else's.
But what I'm saying is there are certain types of animals, that we don't have. We have the climates for those animals. So it's just interesting. Like, why don't we have those animals? It's just what happened.
Because those animals evolved in those places and they're kind of keyed into that ecosystem of what to eat. You know, I know that you're not a big fan of The Expanse, but that was one...
Like, we have deer, but Australia also has deer.
Yeah. But it was one of the things that The Expanse did really well was explain that whole, like, okay, we're going off to these alien planets, which have atmospheres that allow us to breathe on them. But that doesn't mean that the flora and fauna on that planet is something that we could even eat. Like, it could be poisonous to us. It's like, our biology is completely different than things that have evolved on other planets. And on a smaller scale, like, you know, there are things like the koala bear that only eats eucalyptus and can only live in this one place, right? It's like, it evolved to do that. Like, yes, there's other places in the world where you could, you know, climate would be the same, but they don't have the eucalyptus, and so they, you know. I don't know, Adam. Is Australia the only place
that has koala bears?
I mean, there are zoos that have them.
I mean,
in nature. This sounds like a question.
I'm going to ask. Hey, ChatGPT, are there koalas anywhere outside of Australia?
Are there koala bears anywhere outside of Australia?
Koalas are native to Australia, and that's where they naturally live. Outside of Australia, you find them in some zoos and wildlife parks, but they don't live in the wild anywhere else.
They are endemic to Australia, meaning that they are native and found exclusively there.
Did your ChatGPT just cut off my ChatGPT?
I don't think so. That was me talking.
Oh, you didn't hear my ChatGPT?
I heard your ChatGPT.
But what we were listening to was yours, though.
We were?
Oh, was that mine?
That was yours.
Oh. I thought that was coming from you.
No, that was coming from you. You asked the question and it answered you.
I thought we were racing to see who was going to ask first. And
yours started answering before I even finished asking the question. Okay. Wow. You
got it.
What strain are you smoking? That seems like a pretty good one.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, whatever.
The reason I thought is because the little circle that goes, that kind of vibrates when she's talking wasn't vibrating. And so I thought yours had taken over. I was like, wow. But I don't know, do you even have the same, do you have a male voice?
Who's your voice? How do I do the voice on the web? I don't think I can. So I think I have to do it on my phone. Where's my phone?
My phone. You can do it on your computer.
How? To Gemini? I'm here on the Ask Gemini.
Oh, you're not on. Oh, yeah. I'm using ChatGPT.
I dropped my ChatGPT because I had Gemini.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to. I don't know.
Yeah, I
don't know what options Gemini has.
Gemini has when you're in the mobile app, there's a button that puts him in the conversation mode.
Oh yeah, Kathy, trust me, I know about the eucalyptus because when I forget to order eucalyptus before I get on, they never have it. They're like, sir, you needed to order the eucalyptus before.
Hey, are there koala bears anywhere other?
Nope, koalas are only found in the wild in Australia. You might see them in zoos outside of Australia, but they wouldn't be living in the wild there.
Cool. Male voice.
Cool. Yes.
Male voice.
Yes, male voice.
Yeah, for some reason, maybe I feel like I don't want a voice that could also be my sexual partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel more soothed by a woman's voice.
I see.
The male voice, I'm like,
maybe it scares you. Does it threaten you?
I'm not trying to make this thing my boyfriend like Joe Batanz.
I mean,
Diego. Yes, Poppy.
There's a thing. I think I read an article about that in the New York Times where like some girl had fallen in love with. What are we going to do about the news game? Because I do feel like
there are non-political questions. We don't have to change anything. I had five questions.
Look at it. I bet you there weren't. Because of all the shit with the plane crash and everything this week, it's like everything was going to be political on that news. It's like all the news in the New York Times this week was political and about him.
I need to leave that.
It is Kathy Bacon. Kathy Marshall. It's grim.
Kathy Bacon.
Kathy Bacon. I haven't, we haven't heard from our friend in South Dakota.
I can't go there. Sorry.
Can't go where?
I don't have it pulled up.
Oh. I forgot what you were looking for.
the news quiz.
Oh.
You wanted me to see. But we'll figure it out. I don't have the same feeling that you do, but we'll figure it out. It's not important right now. Well, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, American Airlines crashed another plane. That's the second one.
They didn't have to pay insurance out on this one because they all died.
Oh, I thought to pay their families probably.
Yeah, but not as much as they would have had to pay the survivors. There was something I was going to say before we went down this really dark road. The darkest road. I don't remember. That it just went away. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Sucks, man.
So back to the plane crash. So yeah, in my plane crash, a lot of us lived. Mm-hmm. So, but this one, not so much.
Yeah, they didn't. They fell into the river.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
It's because of DEI is why it happened, Adam. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's why. It's because of DEI.
How is that related?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but the president said it, so it must be true. So it's all about DEI. And he signed some executive order to remove more rights from minorities.
Daniel, I don't have a president right now.
I know.
He's not my president.
This is what you get. This is what you get, Tony from Illinois. It's like, we try not to talk about politics because it's fucking depressing to talk about politics. But it's like, at some point, I'm going to say, oh, no, Ian just took off running.
Did Tony complain about something?
No, in my head, Tony's always like, I hear Tony complaining about.
Poor Tony. Tony's so nice.
If I, God forbid, like I edited the show, I edited the Level 13 show. I had it posted before you had texted me to say that the show was ready. It's like, also, I had a whole.
Well, you know, do you realize that I texted you Saturday evening to tell you the show was ready?
Yeah.
Because you didn't respond until Monday. So I was like, did he not get my text? Because you didn't respond until Monday. But I sent the text like late Saturday evening.
Yeah, I know. I got the text and I think I saw it again on Monday and I was like, oh, I never replied. But yeah, no, because I had the show posted, the description to the show was posted on Sunday night, but I set the release date for Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay. So we don't release until Tuesday mornings?
Well, we didn't this week.
I mean, is there a rhyme or reason, or is it just how you're feeling each week?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, I don't want to release it until Tuesday. I mean, I know it's ready now, but let's just wait.
I feel like, all right, here's my thinking. We do a typical episode is about 90 minutes, right? So give or take. So let's be honest, a lot of take. like more than 90 minutes, but you know, around, never more than 2 hours though. Never more than 2 hours. Not recently. Not recently. Yeah. Anyway, so if I post that too close to the release of our after show, which is usually about an hour, then I feel like people develop what I like to call the big fatty syndrome, where they just have so many episodes. Like, I haven't been able to listen to this episode, and now I have this new one that's sitting there, and I feel
Tony loves it.
Okay, but I'm not talking about Tony. I'm talking about the general. Like, I feel like me as a podcast listener, if I have a show that stacks up like two or three unlistened to episodes over the period of a couple of weeks, then I'm like, I don't know that I can continue listening to this podcast because I feel the stress of like I'm way behind, right?
You have to stop completely listening. You're like, I'm four episodes behind. I'm quitting.
I have to evaluate. Whether I want to continue.
Can't you just listening. Pick up from where, can't you just forget about the ones you missed and just start? I mean,
you could, but you don't. It's a podcast. You could, but you don't. So my thought is, as a podcast producer, my thought is, I know that the Level 13s come out on Friday morning because I schedule them to come out on Friday morning at 5 a.m. So every Friday morning at 5 a.m., except next week, Tony, there's a Level 13 episode. And, so I'm like, okay, well, if I release your show, you know, the show that you edited, if I release it Sunday night, AKA Monday morning, people that have gotten that hour long show on Friday might not have listened to it yet. And so I just feel like Tuesday and Friday are kind of as close to equal distance apart so that I'm not overwhelming people with things. So that's why, Adam, that's why.
Okay.
Sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
When my favorite podcast release two episodes close together, I go, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm quitting. Really like the show, but
I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to listen anymore.
Sometimes I don't post our show till Wednesday, and that's because I just completely forgot that you said it was done.
And nobody bothers you and says, Daniel, there's no show.
I remember it because you'll say something on your Geeky Gay show. It's like, well, it hasn't been posted yet. I don't know when it's going to be posted. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's right. I need to post it.
I have never said that on
my
show.
Oh, you have?
I have no idea.
You have, because I've literally like remembered to post a show because you said on.
Because
you were talking about editing it. And it's just like, I haven't posted yet.
Yeah. I was thinking, I never check the. Like, have I received it in my RSS feed? But yeah, I remember I was looking at Spotify and I could tell that you hadn't because the title hadn't been changed yet or anything like that. Now we're getting it. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen of Level 13, is Spotify hosts our files.
Yes.
Well, so I go in. Wait,
Spotify hosts.
The
main show doesn't host that. Level 13. We host Level 13.
Yeah. I'm talking about the main show.
I know, but talking to right now are Level 13 people.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the main show.
Okay.
So I go in and I put the file there because I edit it. and it's a video file.
Yes.
And then I'm done.
You're done.
I just put it there and done. I put TBD in the episode or the title or whatever. Then Daniel has to decide what the title is going to be. Put that in and the description.
Yes.
And then he posts it. So that's
post it.
That is what we do.
Correct. But because I like to space our content out, I never thought to schedule it for release. And so this week I was like, you know what? I'm going to be more efficient here. I could just schedule it. And so instead of me trying to remember to do it on Tuesday, I'll just, you know, do it now, and then I can, hoist it off. And because I already had the description done because I took the audio from Zoom last week and fed it to Notebook LM, and I gave it both of our individual tracks. I said, like, hey, this track is, and I'm like, hey, these two tracks make up a show. Can you give me like a 2-paragraph summary of it. And it did. And then I threw that into Gemini to clean it up a little bit more because it was a little bit wordy. And so anyway, that was it. I already had the description. So I was like, oh, I might as well just go ahead and do it now and get it done. Cause usually that's the hardest part is just coming up with what, cause it's by the time that we're posting this, which is usually Sunday, I don't remember what we talked about. I have to go back to the Trello and see what topics were there. And I go like, oh yeah, we talked about this. And oh yeah, we talked about that.
Oh yeah. You should totally be using AI to,
I can't because I'm no longer hosting them. So I no longer have a MP3 recording. All of my recordings are waves, which would be like notebook. They would choke on that. Cause like, yeah, here's this 6 gig file of an audio. I mean, I could compress it down.
Oh, I see. So you need me to fix my script to do ours as well. Is what you're saying.
I don't
know
about your script.
My current script. Yeah, no. My current script for when I record Geeky Gay.
Mm-hmm. The Geeky Gay.
As soon as I save the MP3,
yep.
I have a Python script running.
Yep.
That is watching a particular folder.
Yeah.
And anytime a new MP3 is there, it generates a transcript of the MP3. It tags the MP3 with any metadata and it uploads it to my FTP server. So all of that is done for me. So we were talking about the fact, because I want to use the transcript in the future to create an album art and a summary for me, but I just haven't had time to
so I
to no, add I, that.
So I used Notebook LM with the audio and had it make a summary. And then it was, like I said, it was wordy and it kept bullet pointing everything. And even when I told it, it was like, I don't need the bullet, I don't need the footnotes. But it won't do that. So, in fact, here's the wild thing, Adam, is, let me find it. I could go here and, here, let's do this. I mean, we've done this before, but just for your remembering sake, let's listen to a podcast about our podcast, last week. So it's working on it. It's I'll let you know when it's done. What are you doing?
Okay.
What are you typing?
I'm typing a prompt.
So I have two apps that I am interested in writing.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the elevator pitch of these two apps.
Okay.
And then you tell me which one appeals to you more.
So I'm a potential user for both of these concepts that you have, or
potentially.
Okay.
So one of them is a game. It is a word game.
Okay.
You have a grid of letters and you spell words in it by connecting joining letters, right? So in any direction, but as long as the tiles touch, you spell words.
What happened to that other word game you were working
this
on?
Is,
did you ever, this did is, you ever finish that?
No, this is that. This is that.
Okay, so this is that.
But it's, anyway, the point is that it's a word game where you pick the words and they draw, and you pick a different D&D class to play, and each class has its own unique superpower. So, like, you know, the wizards can get the longest word on the board. Like, they can cast a spell to find the longest word on the board. Because remember, when you play with somebody else, when you spell your word, you take away their letters, right? And then the board collapses in. Okay, so then that means that every time, you know, so there's strategy to it. Anyway, you know, there's some other superpowers for each. I had them scribbled down for, so each class would have its own little superpower. And, so you pick your class to play. And it was going to be called Spell Dungeon. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Spell Dungeon.
I used to, there was a chess game back in the early days when people were buying Gateway computers. Do you remember Gateway computers?
I do, yeah.
With the cow on the side of the box.
Yep,
the
big cow.
Anyway, my first computer was Gateway. Gateway 2000 or whatever. But the game, it was chess, but it was battle chess, and the chess pieces had powers. Like, and certain whatever, and they could, like, cast a spell or something and shoot. Anyway. I enjoyed that game a lot.
Cool. So anyway, so that's my one app.
Okay.
That I want to do.
Okay.
Second app that I want to do is not a game. It is a personal organizational tool, let's say. So the gist of it is that you would let's say that you're at a party or somebody at work tells you about a show that is on some streaming service. And you're like, oh, that sounds really cool. I want to watch that. So you would basically just write down the name of the show. You basically open the app and you just put down the name of the show in it, and then you're done, right? So that's all you do. You just write down as much of the name as you can remember. You put it down and in the little note thing. On the back end, it takes those entries and then tries to figure out exactly what show you're talking about, what movie or show that you're talking about, and then starts to track it, right? So then tracking when it's in the theater, when it's leaving the theater, when it's for, you know, purchase, when it's available for streaming, like just keeping track of all that by using the API over at Just Watch or whatever, just basically keeping track of when these shows are available for different things. And it's also that you can basically build a list, a queue, if you will, of shows that you are interested in watching. So that if you're like me, where you pick up different services each month, you could then go in and say, well, I have these two services. What are the shows that I said that I wanted to watch that are on these two services?
So you basically just tell it names of shows as right. you hear them.
Right. As you hear them. And with the beauty of APIs, you could also tie it into Google Keep or any other. So in other words, literally all you have to do is take a note, right? You just need to scribble down some piece of information and it will try to. And when you go to the website, right, or go into the app to interact with it, it yeah. will say, hey, we think this is this. Is that right? Or we think this is. And if it's something that we don't know, it's like, well, this is what you wrote. So, you know, can you elaborate? Can you tell us, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's, but the point is you still have it written down and, you know, other people can help, you know, narrow it down to exactly what it is. But in most cases, you know, it's going to be like Matlock or something and it's going to, you know, or, you know, what's the one that I always tell people to watch? The For All Mankind or something like that. Just things that people would write down, right? It's like, because I write down things when people say like, oh, you'll like this, I'll write it down. But it's on a piece of paper over here and a piece of paper over there. And it's like, so it's Matlock. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I love that theme song.
Which it's not very, I mean, it's more clarinet heavy.
Oh, it's a trumpet. The main part is a trumpet.
Well, it's a duet. The clarinet is also a main part.
But the main part is the trumpet. The soprano is the harmonization. But the trumpet is playing the melody. That's the word I was looking for. I was thinking, the other day I was thinking, is he dead? But he is.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm glad you answered.
Also, that. Don Knotts is also
Don Knotts also dead. Good to know. Hold on, Adam. This just in.
Have you ever heard about those stories where someone calls into a podcast and they just totally blank on the host's name?
Oh yeah,
it's happened.
Yeah,
and that's exactly how this episode of the Gay Mix from January 24th kicks off.
Really
makes for a pretty awkward start. But we're diving deep into that episode today.
Oh, cool.
See what gems we can unearth for you.
It's almost like that sets the tone for like the whole thing. You know, these glimpses of like real relatable moments. I think that's what makes podcasts so enjoyable for people.
Exactly.
So many people.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have this one source for you. The January 24th episode of The Gay Mix.
Yeah.
Hosted by Daniel and Adam.
Why did you say the gay mix? Why didn't you say the gay mix? It's like you put the emphasis on the gay, and it's like the gay mix. It's like feel a little threatened by that. Did you want me to continue?
Okay. So I was confused.
Yeah.
Because, sorry, there is a feature where you can put yourself in the podcast and you can ask them questions. And I thought you were asking the host a question.
Oh, we can do that. About did what you want saying. To go into no, interactive just, mode? There's a button
can,
here.
But I
break it all down.
Yep.
Uncover those takeaways.
Get a sense of who these guys are.
Can you change the voices on that?
Have you ever ever heard about those stories where someone calls into a podcast and they just totally blank on the host's name?
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly how this episode of The Gay Mix from January 24th kicks off.
Really?
It makes for a pretty awkward start. But we're diving deep into that episode today.
Oh, cool.
Let's see what gems we can unearth for you.
It's almost like that sets the tone for like the whole thing, you know? These glimpses of like real relatable moments. I think that's what makes podcasts so enjoyable for people.
Right.
So many people.
So we have this one source for you, the January 24th episode of The Gay Mix, hosted by Daniel and Adam.
So why did you say The Gay Mix?
Uncover the.
Oh, hey there. What's up?
Yeah, we were curious why you called it The Gay Mix with the emphasis on gay instead of just calling it The Gay Mix with the emphasis on mix.
Well, that's a great question, and it's something we can definitely unpack for you.
Yeah, it's interesting how the name itself can really shape our perception of a podcast.
Okay, so In this particular case, I think the emphasis on gay isn't meant to be exclusionary.
Right. And if we look at the topics they cover, like personal anxieties, technology, current events, there's a wide range.
Yeah. And if anything, it's a way for them to create a space where they feel comfortable and seen.
It's an expression of their identity and the experiences that are unique to them.
Right. Yeah.
It's a way to say, hey, this is who we are, and we're going to talk about the things that matter to us.
Exactly. And by putting gay first, they're saying it's central to their perspective, not an afterthought.
Right. So it's less about excluding others and more about including themselves.
And that in itself can foster a more authentic connection with their listeners.
Right. Like, it's a way of creating that sense of community that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Aren't they just repeating what they're saying over and over again?
How many?
Does that help to answer your question?
How many?
I think it also sets the expectation that they are going to explore their experiences through that lens.
Yeah. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah. Okay.
It
is. Fine.
How many different synonym sentences for the same sentence are they going to say over and over and over again? Like,
yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like that's
move on to the next topic. You know, move on to the next thought. Don't just repeat each other's thoughts.
It's like, let's see, what did it say here? Because I have an overview note. The company provides a transcript of the episodes. The host, Daniel and Adam, discuss their week, including Daniel's running progress, Adam's dinner with another podcaster, and Adam's new side hustle idea involving 3D printed license plate tags. They also explore their daily use of AI and answer listener questions, with Adam coming out as a marijuana user. Finally, the episode concludes with a segment on celebrity deaths and listeners' contact. So the one thing I got wrong is you said that you had dinner with another podcaster instead of me. But I thought that I had corrected that. I thought I told it to...
I asked ChatGPT today if she could remember what Mark looks like. And she can't.
Oh. Had you told her?
Oh, I uploaded a picture.
Oh.
And I said, tell me what's in this picture, because I was just testing that feature out because I had never tried it. Yeah. And Mark happened to be in the picture, so I just said, hey, can you remember what he looks like in the future? And she says, no, I can't remember that. I can't remember what things look like.
Alas, no, I have no actual understanding of anything.
So
I'm just a word generator. I have noticed that a lot of people are very hypercritical of AI, but I feel like they sweep up so much into, you know, the term AI does a lot of heavy lifting here. It's like, I feel like when they talk about plagiarism and, you know, how it's stealing and it's hurting us and blah, 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 I feel like they're specifically talking about image generation, right? They're talking about, it's like, they're not real. I mean, there's so much more to AI than just image generation. So it's like, I feel like as a use, as a, for code clarification and for looking up technical, the things that we talked about last week is like using it, you know, to talk about these there's documentation spread across 9 different websites. Can you please consolidate this down to me? This is my question. Like, can I do this? Really, it's great for that. And there's no plagiarism involved there, right? It's reading through manuals that either publicly available or things that I own or whatever. It's like, so I feel like, you know, those are great uses for AI. That's not putting anybody out of a job. That's, you know, it's helping me be more efficient in creating things because I don't have to go run around to 19 different sources to figure out, you know, what the proper way to post a JSON response to, you know, out of a HTTP client. Right. So it's like, there's a syntax for it, but I can look it up, but I don't commit that to memory, right? You know what I'm saying? So,
and developers are not supposed to memorize syntax anyway. You're supposed to learn the logic part of development, and then you can always have a reference next to you to look up syntax. It's not, you know, I mean, if you've been using a language for long enough, you probably have it memorized, but
I mean, I use Visual Studio, so it's like auto lookups and stuff. So it's like, as you type in a library routine, it'll tell you what the inputs is expecting are. stuff.
That's true. And once, and now that Copilot's in Visual Studio, it's doing even more Visual Studio code. Is Copilot in Visual Studio as well?
Yeah, it's in Visual Studio. Yeah, in fact, I mean, I've had it in there for a while because our company does GitHub Copilot, which is the one that's in Visual Studio. So it's GitHub Copilot. It's not the M365 Copilot. My one complaint that I would have with the integration of Copilot in Visual Studio is there's no good place to chat with it. It's always in a really cramped little window. Like, you know, if I'm going to ask it a broad question where there's going to be multiple different pieces, you know what I'm saying? Like there's going to be this file and this file and this file that are all going to have to be created. You know, I want it on a browser. You know, I want my whole window, you know, I want to be able to scroll through it and see it as opposed to have it just, you know, in this tiny little window that I'm scrolling at. So I'm not a big fan of that. And also the GitHub Copilot doesn't have a web interface. Even when you go to GitHub, you can go through to that section, but there's no section there to have a chat with it. It's like, so it's just, I feel like, you know, a little too. So when I'm asking big code questions, I typically just go to Copilot 365. Which we also have a license for, and then ask it the coding questions. And also sometimes I'll try Gemini. Gemini seems to be better sometimes at some newer stuff.
What I want is a personal assistant that's always with me, that remembers everything that happens to me, that I tell it, whatever. That also has the LLM capabilities to tell me answers to questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also I want these agents that will eventually be able to go out and do stuff for me. And I want to be like, hey, could you edit the podcast? Could you do, you know, respond to that email from my aunt, you know, whatever, whatever. This is what I want to say. I want like a rich person. I want to have my own like personal assistant. Or if I have a question, just, hey, you know, can you tell me the answer? That would be the most useful to me.
I feel like,
you know, when we get there.
No, I would like that. I would also like some amount of like content curation, because it's like there are certain things that I watch every day. Like, let's say, like if Seth Meyers had a closer look, which he does like twice a week. So it's like when he does a closer look and it's on YouTube, I always watch it. You know, there's just certain things like that. Like when those episodes are available, I watch them either during lunch or, you know, in the evening, whatever. So I would like that for it to have like, oh, there's a new one of these and these that you always watch on, you know, you typically watch these on the day they come out. Here's, you know, and I know that you like political humor stuff. Here's this. And then maybe even taking a step further and go, oh, by the way, there was also, you know, this other podcast that talked about this one topic that you're interested in, but it's just this one segment. And here's just that one segment of the podcast that just talked about what you were interested in, you know. So there's like a little personal guy that can be like, oh, I know that you're interested in 3D printing. And there was this conversation about 3D printing. It was, you know, it's a bigger show, but this one little conversation about 3D printing was interesting.
I mean, but I think a personal assistant can do media curation and personal assistant type.
I mean, we had this stuff. We had this conversation on the main show last week. Yeah. It's like, I want something that, and the weird thing is that this, when I was out running, listening to This Week in Google, which has now been renamed.
Oh, it has?
Yes. It's now This Week in Intelligent Machines. Let me get to, how do I get to, is it twit.tv
still? That rolls off the tongue.
This Week in Intelligent Machines. TWIM. But let me get to, how do I get to previous episodes? Latest episodes, view all. So it was a couple of weeks ago. And January 15th. A sick fan in your pocket. And I wanted to, let's see, because Leo was talking about this device that he just had.
And in all honesty, it should be either Google Home or Alexa.
No, no, this was a device. Well, this is a device that he got that he wears, and it listens to everything that he does during the day. It summarizes it, you know, into a document at night. And then you can ask it questions about your week. You can, you know, so it's like you just, it's like a lapel pin or something that it's like that you wear. That's just constantly recording all the audio around you, and it's interpret, you know, it's basically, and then you go back and you ask it. It's like, you know, did I talk to my mom today? Or, you know, did I, you know, what did me and my mom talk about? And, but I'm trying to find out what it was called.
That's a cool product. I mean, that sounds like a useful product for people who have memory issues as well. Like me.
Maybe it's the wrong one. January 8th? Human beings?
So he does it all from his house now.
Yeah, it's like, why would you talk about this thing and then not include it in your notes? Anyway. But yeah, they were talking about that on This Week in Google. And, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Like, yeah, just having a personal assistant that just sits around and takes notes about everything that you're doing during the day. And so you could be like, hey, last week I talked to Steve about fishing, and he mentioned some good place to fish. And do you remember what that was? You know what I'm saying? Like things like that.
Yeah.
It's like, that'd be great. Yeah. You know, hey, last time that I talked to Adam, he told me about this amazing dish that he had at Cheesecake Factory. What was that? Yeah. Something like that.
And it would, you know, and it would learn your likes and your dislikes, and it could like when you, and it could just like in the morning, it could go, hey, you know, while you were sleeping, I compiled a list of the best places to visit in Scotland for your upcoming trip, you know, or whatever. It's available in your Google, in Google Sheets.
In your Google Sheets.
So go, sir, I have prepared a report for you. You know, you get out of bed. She has your coffee ready and your bacon and your toast.
All right, I'm going to go to bed because I, you know, have to go to the Brain and Memory Expo tomorrow.
The Brain and Memory Expo. And okay. So
appreciate everyone. Remember, we'll be gone next week. We don't know if we'll be, we might be gone for 2 weeks. We don't know. It all depends on whether Adam is doing something on Valentine's Day or not.
Yep. We'll post a little note in the chat room.
That's right. We'll let you know.
Smoke signals.
Something happened. All right. Anyway, good night, level 13.
Bye.